Okay, so we officially are up to Kufiyat Zion, but we are just going to say a couple of Mishnah Berurahs which we missed, and some of the Ha'aris over here. So we saw in Kufiyat Zion, we mentioned the Bracha of Rufeinu and the Mechava said, Rufeinu Hashem, and Rafei, Afa Piyadah Kosev, Le'yachid in Mechana Nesel Rabbim, usually because of Kosev, which is written in singular, you're not supposed to change it to Rabbim. Animil of his man, Shem is Kavin, Likorei, Sawa, Kishalimu, so they have to be the Bakasha, Mutter. So if you're saying that it's pasuk, derech tefila bakasha, you're allowed to change it from yachid to rabbin. And the Ramah said, "When you come walking in the lane of mizmah shalim, also l'shanes and yilashim yachid l'rabbin la'ela hapa," and so on. Now the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Gimel said, "The yachid is tefala al chaylem birifayenu." So a person is allowed to insert in the nusach kavua. In Rafaina, the aimer refer na plainy ben plainy, ben plainis, I should say, a refer shlema, besich shar chali Israel, the haninili shle befanav, avo befanav ainsach lahazkir shmo. So one is able to be mazkir the name of a chayla, you go after the mother's name. If you are in front of the chayla, you don't need to say the name. Now, we'll just mention a couple of haris over here. If you look in the first footnote, he says, if a person is unwell and every single day you're gonna be masked the shame of the chayla, says the other, you shouldn't do so. So if every single day you're gonna add on other names, so then it's got the appearance as if you are adding on to the standard nusach of Chazal, and that is problematic. He says that you should stop for a little bit, stop for a couple of weeks, you know, but if every single day it's one long continuum, it has that appearance. In the next paragraph he says, the chayle shaharif in his yashu milarapa oisei b'derech hateva hidrich v'shom ezalman Shleila Harbis Batfiras Rabin the Pearson, Shim Le Yanu Batfilasam Yeshlach Rishlarifian Hasushalam the Emuna. So it's the situation is bleak, and the doctors have said there's no way al derech hateva that this person can have a refuah. So even though a yachid should continue to daven, but to make a big matter publicly and so on, that he was concerned about, lest the tefillah will not be niskabel and it will bring to a rifyon in emuna. So this is a famous discussion. A person is a terrible tzar, so can one daven that the person should be put out of their misery? So he quotes from Rav Osner, who says Shaf Shaharan bin Adarim Kosov Shemutalis Baal Tulak Azuz? The Ram says you're allowed to do this. And the Ram brings a raya from Amsa Debe Rebbe that when Rebbe was in Lod of Yisurin, so everyone was down in Yishavar of Pushlaim. And Amsa Debe Rebbe, his maidservant, who knew exactly the matzah firsthand, she was down and that he should die. So says the Ram, we have a raya from Amsa Debe Rebbe that it's mutter. Ah, Kola Paiskin Lehi Viewa. It's not the type of thing that people necessarily know exactly where the person is holding, and therefore to pass him and say the olam should die and the person should die, that's not something which we can do. And so In the next footnote he says, if you ask the birkas rufeinu chilem achirim she'enam ibnei beisa, because the lashon is mishi is lachilah b'seich beisa. So what if it's not a chilah b'seich beisa? So he quotes from the same Shir Shabbaida, shemekayim b'zeh mitzvus v'haftal b'acha kamoicha v'yisfal lehem af im lei bikshu nimenu. So it's almost like if it's a chaylah b'seich beisa, so then there's an obligation to daven. It's your family, you have to. If it's someone who's not part of your family, that's already a mitzvah after l'echa kameicha. V'hoisef sheyazkir tchila es ha'chaylem hu'acherim v'yachakach es ha'chaylem mibnei beisa. The first mention the other ones, then mention the ones in your own family. As the Gemara says, Kol Misfalah Chaver Vutzarach Vayisidav Rehinam Etzilah. Again, fully indicating that a Cholavisach Beis Soir is almost like you, an extension of you yourself. And if you should daven for others first, and then for your own needs. Now, the Gam B'Shabbos She'im Misfalim Al Cholah, because of Eishel Avram, She'yachol Misfal Behirur Al Kol Ma She'yirtza. Fascinating. You might have said, like, you know, what exactly does here help? So, you know, we spoke about it a little bit on Pesach, you know, on Shvi'eshal Pesach, this last Enes, that, you know, once a person has so much feeling inside in their heart, they don't necessarily need to be tzayik anymore. So he says that there's merit in davening the hero. And I should have mentioned this track of Rishon Lezalman. That would have been a nice Yisafa. He says the Kishmiskal al Chayla. He quotes the Shuvas Kanaran and the Masham. He says Shatzar Chalei Medavka al Shem Ha'Aim. Oh, Mishmishop. Always need to daven al Shem Ha'Aim. Yeah, the Shtekei Mashma Bezer Hakadosh. They use the name of the mother, and that definitely is the Minigam Kobol. Now he does quote from the Aruch HaShulchan, who says she yask Hashem Imay Oyishim Aviv Shal Chayla. The rain mashman be medrash talpiyos sheish lahask yeshem ha'av. The sound is that. So you know the minig Yisrael is always to mention the mother's name, but he says that there is a mashmos to use the father's name. What about a step child? And the next thing he says, al yelad meumatz. He quotes the sniper who says she yaskiru b'shem imay hamametzus. Fascinating. Fascinating. You would have said that you use the name of the real mother. But he says, use the name of the stepmother, maybe because Kolam Gadol Yasim Sich Beisam Alav Akas of Kilo Yolde. Ugishain Yodim Eshim Imay says the Chazanish, Shayim Eshim Aviv, which, you know, in light of what we saw from the Aruch HaShulchan, makes a lot of sense. What about if you just know the person's nickname? You don't know their proper name. Says Rabbi Yaakov Fisher, she asks you, Bekinuye Afiru Besfas Laz. The ima al yiladeh. What is how? What's the nusach that a mother should daven for her children? He quotes Reb Chaim Kanievsky, who says, "Shepeim rak rak bni pleni, a bt plenis." So you just add the word bni or the word bt beforehand. Valkatan shetarim karuli shem. He quotes from Reb Chaim Sheish Leimer ben plenis, just the name of something. Some say you say tinek ben plenis. He says, Aviv, he quotes from Rabbi Kivega, Shalayemer Refus, Avi Meiri. Don't add the term Meiri. You're never supposed to add terms of Hashivas when you're Lifnei Hashem. Lifnei Hashem, no one has any Hashivas. So you're not allowed to give any type of term of Hashivas. Elayemer es Shmei Lilay Tayar. You just say his name without a Tayar. Varaya Mishlena Melach Shomar David Avi. David Avi.
So what happens with Yisrael? The Nusuf is Avi Meiri.
I think it's because it's not in Shemoneh Esrei. Shemoneh Esrei is the bechin of Oymed Lefnei HaMelech Mamish, and if you're Oymed Lefnei HaMelech, then already you don't give any other Tayarim. It's like, you know, David Melech Paskin, that Uriah Achiti was Meir B'Malchus because he said Adoni Yoav. When you're lifting a melech, no one gets titled my master Yoav. What is it? You're in front of the melech. So lifting a melech, you don't do that. And that's why when you call up your father from Lee, you can say Yamid Avi Mori. Again, because it's not lifting Hashem. But he does say, Kishon Spalal Tamid Chacham Shechela, he says, Shemer Reb Pleini. Right? And that's, you know, it means Reb Dafka as opposed to Harav. You shouldn't say those types of terms. Right, we mentioned that wisely, you don't need to mention the person's name. So the proof is that they all bring from Moshe Rabbeinu when he davened for Miriam. He was in front of Miriam and he said, Kel na, Yafar na la, Vele his kishim Miriam, and so on. Therefore, Okay, let's move on to Kuf Yud Zayin. Dini Birkas Hashem. Birkas Hashem himself, Leimer Bob, Yemez Hashem, Vesein Tal Umatar. Masin lishol matar b'chutz la'aretz b'tfilas arvis sholyem shishim achatz kufas tishrei. 60 days after what's known as tkufas tishrei, the yema tkufa hu bechlau hashishim, and the day of the tkufa is day number one. Ube Eretz Yisrael maskin and lishol milel zayin b'machesvan. It goes up until Erev Pesach. Even though from the current Pitzer pattern, it sounds like we're. Yeah, says the Mishnah Berurah. Hashanim, Hanesach of the Sabaimi Mitzvecha. Magid Abram, Ubisidarbi, Kosu Mitzvecha. Betzilas Arvis, I need to Allah Hashem Shal Yem Shishim. Claim Betzilas Arvis Shemaskal Yem Shishim. So the 60th night. But all the Yachris Hashamish La'achar Hakadish Kedem Hatzvila Talumatar. But they should Yedu Leimar the same Talumatar. If Lehichre is Alchadikim Yemu. So here we say that you're supposed to say it regardless of whether or not he was machris or not. We said when it comes to stopping saying talamata, you can't make a hachraza to stop saying it because it looks like you're being mired in the brach of Hashem. Hashishim kolem yem shenafle be'atzkufa nachash v'michlau hashishim afili matzkufa nefilas pechatz yem achakach rag shi ktsas yem halayla ktsas kedem halayla. There's always going to be a gap of 2 days. We know this is December 4th, December 5th, depending on whether or not the previous year was a leap year. I think he points out, what does he say? Number three. He says, this matter costs of a basis, Bashem Abujam Shub, 22nd of November, in Chodesh, February. I mean, that's the day when the Tzufa begins. 1 second. In Chodesh, February, Shachatu Chav Chesyoim. In Chodesh, February, Chav Chesyoim, Zmanabe, 23rd of November. So the patient is David, costs of Shemishness, Tafresh Samach. December, right? On the 5th, the 6th of December, the Kemesh is by Cheshbon. We receive the time of Minhagim. We say the 4th and the 5th. We say the 4th and the 5th. We don't say the 5th and the 6th. I'm not sure where that comes from. Let's continue for now. We said about Yisrael, Levisha Sham at Sarach Lugushamim, Levisha Gavaya, whom he called our relatives, Mashenkin Begaila. Eretz Yisrael needs the rain at an earlier time, Mashenkin Begaila. For Anu Machachutzlar, it's Boston in Gaila, the Bavel is Lenin. We go after this man in Bavel. That's the general Hanhaga Ben Eretz Yisrael. But Chutzlaretz Hefech, if you have a Ben Eretz Yisrael who's in Chutzlaretz or Ben Chutzlaretz in Eretz Yisrael, in Daitei B'sich Shana Lach Zar, he's planning on going back to his original town where he lives. So then Shel Kim Kemay. So he should be davening for the well-being of the town, the place where he lives, and that's what he does. In Daitei Achar Shana, but if he's planning on staying in Eretz Yisrael and Chutzlaretz for a period of a year. So then, Sheol Kemakam Meshiru Sham. He davens for the needs of the place where he is right now. We know that being in a place for 1 year gives a certain kvias. When Legabe Kimcha de Pischa, once a person is there for a year, and then Eschayev and Kimcha de Pischa, so he's there for a year, then he davens for the place where he's currently staying. Amhapi Shiishla Isho Bonim Bevesai, his wife and kids are back home. King Gaza Prihadish Revia Primagadim. The Besavim Berg Yezav Hiskim Mashiach Kama Gedalim Ladas Amaraz Guta Mari Malchai Techol Echad Yishol Kibnei Ha'ir Hanim Tzaba. No, you should daven in the place where you are, not like the Bechadish and Sham Lachem Adibri Ha've'ahetiv Mashma Teheim Mari Dat Kibbein Dait Alasa. Now he says that there, it's not that we say that you daven in the place where you are, is only if you're not planning on going back. The Tzarech Ma'ayim B'tshuva is Devar Shmuel B'Sefer Yadan Kisham Mepeira. We said Melel Zayin. So we said Eretz Yisrael, they begin on the 7th. U'B'di'evet V'Lishol Machzir Nesayim. So if one person does not say the same Talamot, he needs to go back. In a day Arvish L'Vish Chodesh T'Shom Hatam. Why, if you leave it out in my rib, you don't have to go back. The Shema Tam Hashem to aid in the catching of Chodesh Belayla. King Oz Mosefer Berkiyos, Mosefer Zohar Avram, Mitzadah Shalach, Zibid Yevid. He says, Bid Yevid, you don't need to go back. Who could ask Salach Skatanis? Lukamei Bahaskara, and Shom, Al Medivri Kamach Ridim, Mishavisa Vimash Mekain. Seems to be the Mishavis is coming out that already from the night of the 7th of Cheshvan, you must say the same Talamata, and if you don't, you have to go back. We said the Sholem up until Kalim Rav Ad Bechlal, inclusive of Mincha and Erev Pesach, Bein Chinnik, Bepsika Ben Eretz Yisrael, Lachutzlaetz, we are the same as the Bnei Eretz Yisrael in this respect. Beiz Yechidim Atzrich Lamata B'Meisach Hama, if you have individuals and they require rain in the summer months, Ein shoylin oisay beberkas hashanim, ella b'shemetz filin shemetz yila. That is the time when a yachid can insert his individual bakasha. Filo ir gudela keninde eretz achas kula kimei svarad bechlala ashkenaz bechlala ki yechidim damu. And they would do it in Shemetz Fila. So there's been a drought, you know, in Germany, and therefore the whole country needs rain. They would do it in Shemetz Fila. Miwa ima the eretz achas kula tzricha mati b'meisachama ta'a ba yachid v'shal mati b'beir. Because Hashanim, so he made a mistake, and instead of doing it in Shemetz Fila, he did it in Birkas Hashanim. Im reitza chuzim ispal b'teres nadava b'leish eila b'Birkas Hashanim. So here we say that being the mice of the entire Medina do need the rain, so it's not wholly inappropriate what he did to say the same talamot and Birkas Hashanim, and therefore we say it's not so simple that you have to repeat it. If you want, you should go back and you should say Shemoneh Esrei B'Teres Nedava this time, B'lei Sheila B'Birkas Hashanim, but you're not mechuyev to do so as such. I see you are allowed to say your individual insertions in Birkas Hashanim, so why can't I say the same talamot in Birkas Hashanim? Why is it any worse than my need for Parnasa? Shani Parnasa Yeshu Dabrat Zach Lakoil, the Ein Behezek L'Shumadam, Avon Mater Yesh Behezek L'Sha'aratzis. Meaning, just like, you know, the Kohen Gadol davens, that, you know, he did the Oivrei Drachim, the Tefillah, shouldn't be Nechnas L'Fnai B'Lefnim, because that's going to be, although they don't want the rain necessarily, but it's not having rain is good for them, but it's bad for others. So doing a Tefillah which is good for you and bad for others, that you can't do. Parnasa is good for everyone. So we said, where should you insert it? In Shemei Tefillah, V'Nira de L'Fizah. So certainly places which still require rain, they had a shvacha winter, and they still need rain after Pesach. So for sure, Shemei Tefillah is the right place to mention it. The Har Filo, the Tzkufas Tamuz, to sit in Klolaim, Shilim b'Shemei Tefillah. Because you can ask whatever you need in Shemei Tefillah. Because what has, how did Tzibah Mutter l'spal b'Shemei Tefillah? Kainu kish mispalin b'lachash. Ava lo yeim reisei ha-shlech Tzibah b'kol ram nefil b'Shemei Tefillah. This is only a din in the Shlosh Man Esrei, but not in Chazor Sashat. U'minageinu kiyim sh'oimer ha-shlech Tzibah b'Shemei Tefillah. Ava einu eimer v'seim talamatar l'chud kiyim b'psukim v'shar l'shenes v'kvar nidfas v'sidurim. Right, they have the tefillah of Aneinu, Bereel, and Bamilis Arachamim, which they say in Eretz Yisrael, especially when there's a lack of rain. So, B'Shabbos, Rishchidish, Riyamtim, Maskin, Yudkim, Bamilis, Ve'imim, Mizmori, Tehillim, Shel, and Mata, Kedisa, Besidurim. Now, we said if a person lives in a country where the entire Medina require rain, so you're still only supposed to say it in Shemei Tefillah. But we said if you make a mistake and you said it in Birkas Hashanim, we said imreitza chayzim ispalo. My rishi seem called philosophy. Oz yachz ispalo ben adava mitchilas atfila. V'mnitzka kredim shesiem. The shayach loy mashiach zeh because hashanah mispalo ben adava. So once you finish the bracha, you would finish your davening and then go back and daven b'teres nedavah. But we said you're not, strictly speaking, you're not actually mechuyev to repeat. I'm bigger halacha the im lehaya teres kishamim v'shal mata b'mineseinim v'pasach v'alat teres. What if there wasn't a drought? There wasn't a teres kishamim, and you still were shal mata. Between Pesach and Atzeres, so if Medina lacks the spal Matos Nadava, then we say, then for sure you must go back and do so. We'll just finish off with 13. He says in 13, the Artsa Yisha Behen Yemaisa Chirif Heim Bismana Kayet Shal Eretz Yisrael, the Kayet Sham Hu Bismana Chirif Eretz Yisrael. The Artsa is Argentina U Brazil. So their seasons are opposite. So when it's the summer in Eretz Yisrael, it's the winter in Argentina, and so on. He quotes from the Shuvas Teres Chaim, V'chein Hinhigu Rabbani London, Rav Nosson Adler, Rav Shmuel Salant, and others. She Yishalu Talu Mater B'Yemei Sachirith Shal Eretz Yisrael. Meaning they still are Shoyol Talu Mater in the winter of Eretz Yisrael. Because they still are nigrar after the Zman in Eretz Yisrael, the imagishamim mazikim lehem yimru kol hashana the same bracha. So then they should just say the same bracha. If it's actually going to be bad and negative and detrimental, then they should just say the same bracha. But otherwise, they should follow suit with Eretz Yisrael. He quotes afterwards from Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank and Hart Tzvi. The cost of Shaloy Yishanim and Minag called Yisrael, Rag Bidyeva Misha Shal Bakait, Talamata, Bibrekas Hashanim and Achoiza. So, Akopan, there is this discussion, you know, South Africa and these other countries where they needed a different time, should they change? The next paragraph he quotes from Rav Osner, who says, Lachira Ba'artsis Elu, Argentina, Brazil, Yechayim Lishal Lifi Yemesak Yishamim Shalahem. They should be entitled to be Mavakish. The 10 Talmata, according to the time when they need it. And so on, even though it's going to be, in theory, bad for Eretz Yisrael, it'll be Mesa Kait Shalahem, Layish Alu Geshem. And so on.
This is what you said a Yochid should do anyway. Before we said.
We said Yochid who does it in Shemay Tzvila. Yes. Shemay Tzvila. Here he's saying that they can.
He dumps his own place where he lives.
Right. Right. And the last thing he says, "Bemakim shabay safikim ageshem mazik," because of Shut Minchas Yitzchak, "Shali yishalu kol hashana, rak b'yemei geshamim shalahem yishalu b'shemei tefila." So in other time, I guess you're in a place where you're mesupik if the geshem is going to be mazik, and what for the rak? I guess he means for the rest of the world, it definitely is not the time to be shal for matar. So lo yishalu kol hashana rak b'meis hagishamim, or in b'meis hagishamim, when it's good for you, then say shemei tefila. But don't say the same talamatar when it's possibly going to be negative for other places. But just in your b'meis hagishamim, just say in shemei tefila. Okay, we will pick it up next week. B'meis hagishamim. Okay.